Hello and welcome to another edition of your weekly devotional. As usual, I am your host, DK Obi. Today I will be discussing with us what I will call Supreme Authority. Supreme Authority. I am reading from St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 18 and from verse 15. And it says, if your brother or sister sins, go and point out their fault. Just between the two of you. If they listen to you, you have won them over. But if they will not listen, take one or two others along, so that every matter may be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. And if they still refuse to listen, tell it to the church. And if they refuse to listen even to the church, treat them as you will a pagan or a tax collector. Jesus is saying here that to settle dispute among brethren, the highest authority is the church. He's saying that if they refuse to listen to the church, then they should be treated as pagans or unbelievers, because anyone who defies the authority of the church has defied the highest authority. In a human court of law, the Supreme Court in most democracies is the highest court. Every judgment, every verdict from the Supreme Court supersedes others, and it remains binding as law. It's the highest authority, the highest court of law. And Jesus is saying the Supreme Court on earth right now is the church. Now, what am I trying to say? We need to understand the authority of the church. The authority of the church. Jesus is saying if a case is taken to the church, it's binding. You see that in verse 18, truly I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. And again, truly I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything they ask for, it will be done by them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three gather in my name, there I am with them. The authority of the church supersedes every other authority on the face of this earth. To rebel against the church is to rebel against God. To fight the church is to fight God. To refuse and defy and hold to contempt the judgment of the church is to do the same to God. Jesus is saying, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. What is the church? The church is not a building. It's not a corporate institution. The church is God's chosen people, God's called out people, the gathering of the saints. Wherever, he says in verse 19, two or more of you are gathered in my name, I am there. The ecclesia, as it's called in the Greek, God's called out ones, God's chosen ones from the earth that now belong to heaven. The authority of the church, the power of the church, is yet to be comprehended by us all. We must know the power and the authority that God has vested on his church. In the same St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 16 and verse 17, Jesus told Peter, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not overcome it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Peter here was given apostolic authority by Christ. Apostolic authority, the keys of authority to ensure that heaven complies with what the church decides on earth. The church is a very powerful body. The church is the body of Christ. The church is the members, each individual that make up his body. The church has authority on the face of the earth here. Jesus came, he died, and he rose again, and he ascended to heaven. However, he vested all his power and authority on his body, on the earth. We need to wake up to who we are. We are enforcers of God's counsel, of God's authority on the face of the earth. That's who the church is. The church has all the power vested in it to transform this world. The church has what it takes to experience victory in this world. The church has what it takes to trample underfoot the kingdom of darkness in this world. In Ephesians chapter 1, and from verse 22, it says, "And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be the head over everything for the church." Christ is the head. In verse 23, it says, "The church is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way." Christ is the head, and we are the body. The life flows from the head to the body. Virtue flows from the head to the body. Information and instruction flows from the head to the body. He is the head, and he's seated in heaven right now, but his body is on the earth, and his body manifests his glory. I am saying, my point is twofold today. Firstly, we must learn the authority of the church and be subject to it, and ensure we're not rebelling against God. Our attitude to the authority of the church is our attitude to God. The body is the authority. Secondly, we must acknowledge the power of the body of Christ, who we are in this world. We have what it takes to make an impact on the earth. We are more powerful. We have more strength than we think we do. We have more influence on the earth than we think we do. We have what it takes to declare and make declarations in nations of the earth. And it comes to pass because Jesus has said it. Whatever the church agrees on and it's done, it's on earth, it's also complied with in heaven. Heaven recognizes the authority of the church, the authority of the body of Christ. Therefore, we need to wake up in our communities, in our world, and begin to function the way Christ expects us to function, not as a weak church, not as a weak church, not as a beggarly church, but a church that walks in authority. A church that walks in his glory. A church that works with his purpose and his will. A church that reigns as light in the midst of the darkness. Unless we can lose our relevance in this world. Jesus said, when salt is no longer useful, it's trampled under the feet of men and left to be thrown away. That is what's happening today to the body of Christ. As we lose sight of these realities, we are losing relevance on the earth. We are treated like nuisances, but we thank God that he's beginning once again to quicken and wake us up to walk in these realities as the salt of the earth, to walk in the authority which he's ordained for us. In another place in the book of Revelation, we see Christ telling the church in Ephesus, that he will remove them, displace them from their lampstand, displace them from their candlestick. What does this mean? He, Christ, can make a church lose its position. Very true. Christ, if he feels a church is no longer being relevant in its world will take that church out of its place. This is our admonition today. You are blessed. If you heard me, you have questions, you need a miracle, you can send me an email. You can send us an email. info@project-charis.org. info@project-charis.org. Project is project. Charis is charis. You are blessed.